California Act Today, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. Last year was a bad year for navel orangeworm, mainly in pistachios, but also in almonds. It was one of those years when growers missed their NOW generation peaks for timely pest control products. That means almond growers should have a good sanitation plan in place to get those NOW mummy nuts out of the trees. If these nuts stay in the trees, they will become a great reservoir for more navel orangeworms to inhabit them. Joel Siegel is a research entomologist for the USDA Agricultural Research Service based in Parlier in Fresno County. He explains removing those mummy nuts are a big part of preventing a big pest impact next year.
When we talk about sanitation, it would be the foundation for everyone's nut program. That's something that you control. In almonds, it's absolutely essential. And I can tell you where we've taken a look at it in the South, for every mummy per tree, that's good for 1% damage. So going from one mummy to two mummies, your damage on average and nonpareil goes up 1%.
And that's not all you do, said Siegel.
It's also important to destroy the mummies on the ground. So you figure for every 8 or 9 mummies on the ground, that's good for about 0.5% increase in damage. So get them off the tree and shred the almonds.
Siegel noted that pistachio growers can get the mummy nuts down from the tree, but the industry has not been able to get pistachios shredded on the ground due to the hard, round shell, which will just bounce around in the shredder machine.
So again, though, what you can do is shake them off the tree as soon as possible so they're on the ground and they can start rotting. You get those weeds growing around them. Kent Dane showed that they break down faster in the weeds. You can go and disc them. If you're going to disc them in, they have to be disced 2 times. And again, you're not destroying the nuts, but you're burying them so that navel orangeworm can't lay eggs in the spring.
And this high damage can cost pistachio and almond growers from getting a premium payment in their nuts, which are more pest-free. Remember, FFA jackets are needed for many FFA members who can't afford them. A good time to give is Giving Tuesday, which is November 29th. Donate any amount at calaged.org/Giving Tuesday. That's calaged.org/Giving Tuesday. Again, donate any amount. This is California Ag Today.